Blog Talk Radio.
Someone out the lobby there. They want the ball.
Thank you.
Praise God. We're all blessing for I want to tell you that you walk up, God got a blessing that you need. Now. Called me and said, Bishop, what else? I said, I got something else I want to give you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. Get ready for that door, that close, that open up. And I want to tell you, there's a new door that you have got. But I want to give you that new door God open up for you. I want to get ready for you. Deborah Ann down in Monroe. Sister Clara in Chicago. And also for you, Sister Roshanda, God bless you tonight. God bless you. Thank you. God. You all bless this world. You tonight as we get ready for the divine word of God, divine talk. I want to give you going into December, and as we go, Hamiel is the angel. Hamiel is the angel of December. And I want to tell you, doors going to be open, doors going to be closed. But I want you to get ready for a December of joy. A December of happiness and love. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. I'm praying for those that is looking for hope. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. I'm praying for you, Sister Carol. I'm praying for you, Sister Joe. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm looking for God to do something for you. I want to tell you one more time, God brought us together. I want you to get your pencil and paper and write down what the Spirit will give me to give you. If you got a need, go shunt plant a seed. Abraham, if you got a need, plant a seed, go to theseedabrahamyolosite.com, go to my PayPal, as I'm going to plant this seed for December, because I want something to happen in February and January. And I want you to do that. I want to thank Mike Starr. Brother White had called me, and he was excited about what I told him. But I want you to get ready, because I got a divine word for you tonight. I got about 5 minutes of preaching going to wake you up, or somebody who's gone to sleep. I'm not going to play music all night. I'm going to play a little couple of songs, and we're going to get to the gospel, wake you up. Move that devil in the hand off of you. Psalms 90, Psalms 59, Psalms 71, and Psalms 78. Take these scriptures down. Psalms 99, Psalms 35, 37, Mary. Pearl, Psalms 91 for you. I know you read it all the time. But I want you to get ready, dear Abraham, for God to take you to the next level. Dear friend, I want you to read Psalms 21. Well, Shams, I want you to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I want you to get ready, God, to carry you to that next level in your life. When God takes you to that next level, there's a breakthrough coming. Okay? And when God takes you to that next level, don't be scared when he takes you to that next level. If he carries you to somewhere he wants you to go. Okay? And when God wants you to go there, you got to go there. Thank you. And you ought to hold on to it and shout to me
devil didn't want Jesus in the garden praying. The devil didn't like it because he was there praying. The devil tried his best to hinder that prayer. But you see, this prayer must go through. Ah, yes, this prayer must be carried out and fulfilled in you and I. That prayer must be fulfilled and generated in the very seat you are sitting on. You must have a genuineness. Hallelujah. Not a superficial of something that flows within you. But there ought to be a genuine love in your heart that brings about the joy of the Lord. I tell you, it's good when the joy of the Lord is flowing out of me. It's good when the joy of the Lord comes down and befriends us and gives us that that they had on the day of Pentecost. Oh, yes, if you can remember on the day of Pentecost when they were all with one accord and in one place, and suddenly that came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like hands of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Those folks had so much joy until they went out to the gate called Beautiful a few days later and found a man there that was laid from his mother's womb. They brought him and laid him at the Beautiful gate. And when the parishioners would go in and out of the temple, they were giving something to sustain his natural life. But here comes Peter and John, full of the Holy Ghost and joy. They look out on this man and say, look on us. The man looked up, expecting to receive some more money or silver or gold. But I heard Peter saying, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, in the name of him that died for you. Rise up and walk. If he that there, the man they come on, receive strength. If needed there, his leg got stronger. He got up and went into the temple, leaping and praising God. What happened there? The apostles had joy, and their joy, it spread it out to somebody else. If you got joy, you ought to take it home with him. If you got joy, you ought to take it to your job. If you got joy, you ought to take it to school with you. Let everybody know the joy of the Lord. It is my strength. I've got real joy. I've got joy that flows like a river. I've got joy that makes me happy when I ought to be sad. I've got joy that keeps me up when I ought to be down. I've got joy that wipes my tears away. I've got joy that drives the devil away. I've got joy that gives me a peace of mind. Thank God for his joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't buy this kind of joy, but it comes from the Lord. Oh God, I pray for you that your joy might be fulfilled. My God, help me to fulfill my joy, Lord. But I just ask, let my joy be fulfilled. When it looks like I'm not going to make it, Lord, let my joy be fulfilled. When it seems like everything is going against me, let my joy be fulfilled. Oh, yeah, when it seems like I can't go over. Let the joy of the Lord become my strength. And I wish some of you knew what I was talking about. But when you get the joy of the Lord, whatever happens to you, you don't feel like going back, giving up and saying, I can't make it. Because the same God that gave you joy a long time ago, he hasn't run out of it yet. That same God that gave you power in days gone by, he still has power. Now people might try to take it away from you, and if you let them, they will rob you of your joy. But nobody gonna take my joy. Nobody gonna take from me what God gave me. I know the devil don't want me to make it, but the devil didn't save me. The devil didn't heal me. The devil don't keep me, so he can't have my joy. I gotta praise him till I walk through a night because he gave me joy. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm in the right church here. How many folks got real joy? Hallelujah. I felt my real joy. If you got real joy, why don't you jump to your feet one time?
Oh,
I do one more? We going back to Sunday morning. Listen. If you miss it, I'm singing out here. You can't find it over. Oh, come on. I'll be singing. I'll be singing. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. We're going on back. I got another one. I don't hear you. Can we do another one? Come on.
Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. When the wall's over, we're going to have a good time. We're not all know what that means. But we're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Take one piece.
Get ready. Only one look. Come on, Brother James, please, let me go out for you. Only one look. You can take care. You heal your body. Coming this hour to ask for your healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Touch every man, every woman, those that called in, those that couldn't get it. We thank you for the healing of our eyes, of our minds. We thank you, Father God, it's this hour that you're bringing us into a new month, last month in the year, December. God, we need you. And bless everyone that's listening. Every door that closed will be opened up.
Thank you. What if I told you there's a...
You love me more. Just $50 a month.